Okay, this past Shabbos was Harbuchu Kosai. Everybody, please put your phones on mute. So in Parshas Bahar, we have the Parsha of Shemitah and Yovel. One of the halachas that pertain to Yovel is that any land that is sold in Eretz Yisrael, that come Yovel, the land goes back to its original owner. And the way the pasuk, the way this is written in the pasuk, there is someone that is not on mute, and it is very disturbing. Please put your phone on mute. So the way that this is written in the pasuk is v'ha'aretz le'simacha le'tzmisus. The land should not be sold for eternity. Ki li ha'aretz, because to me is the land. Ki gerim v'tayshavim atani modi, because you are strangers and inhabitants with me. Now this pasuk is a very difficult pasuk, and I had the pasuk just said, you shall not sell the land for eternity because to me is the land. That would have been understood. But the pasuk goes on to say, because you are strangers and inhabitants with me. What is that? What is the connection? What is the connection to that with the prohibition of selling the land for eternity? And besides that, what do these words mean? Because you are strangers and inhabitants with me. First of all, this seems to be, gerim v'tayshavim seems to be a contradiction. Either one is a stranger or one is an inhabitant. How is it possible that we are gerim v'tayshavim, we are strangers and inhabitants? In Parshas Bechukosai, we have the Toichecha, where the Rebbeinu Shalom tells us all the terrible things that Chas V'Shalom can befall Klal Yisrael if they do not observe the Torah. But the Pasuk uses the words, Ve'im telchu imi keri, if you will walk with me, keri. And Rashi brings from Chazal that keri means arai. Keri means temporary. And what Hashem is telling us is that Chas V'Shalom, these things can Chas V'Shalom come upon us if we walk with Him temporarily. And we need to know what that means. How do we walk with Hashem temporarily? This past Shabbos was the 39th day of the Sefira. And as I mention every Shabbos, that each and every day of the Sefira has its own unique message as to how we are to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satoira. And we need to understand what is the message of day 39. Each and every day of the Sefira has a specific midah, a specific character trait that is associated with that day. And the midah that is associated with day 39 is Netzach Shev Yesoid, which can be interpreted as eternity within foundation. So we need to understand what that means. What does eternity within foundation mean? And how is that relevant to our Avodas Hashem? In Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech says, Toivim Hashnaim Min HaEchad, that two is better than one. Shlomo HaMelech goes on to explain that if one person falls, there is nobody there to help them up, whereas if two people are walking together, then one can help up the other. But Shlomo HaMelech concludes, V'chut HaMeshulash Leibim Heira Yenotek, However, a rope that is made up of three, that does not come apart easily. So Shlomo HaMelech basically is saying two is better than one, but three is even stronger. Three is something that is so strong that it is not severable. So we need to understand what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us here. So I'd like to suggest that what Shlomo HaMelech is referring to is that there are three loves that every Yid is obligated to have. Three types of love that we're obligated to have. One is, as it says in the Torah, Yahavta es Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol ma'idecha. You shall love Hashem your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your means. Each and every one of us has a mitzvah to love Hashem. That is one love that we're obligated to have at all times. The second love we're obligated to have is V'yahavta l'rayacha kamaycha. You shall love your fellow like yourself. The mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, the mitzvah to love another Yid. And then there's the third love that we referred to this past Shabbos at by Berachas HaChodesh. And that love is Ahavas Torah, the love of Torah. We are to love learning Torah. We are to love observing Torah. That is the third type of love that we're obligated to have. So in summary, we have three loves that we're obligated to have. One is Ahavas Hashem, the second is Ahavas Yisrael, and the third is Ahavas Torah. And I believe that this is what Shlomo HaMelech is referring to. Shlomo HaMelech is telling us that each and every one of these loves on their own is commendable and praiseworthy. If a person just has Ahavas Hashem, or Ahavas Yisrael, or Ahavas Torah, each one of these is commendable. However, Tovim Ashnayim Eno Echad. If you have two, that's better than one. Because if a person only has one of these loves, and a person somehow becomes detached from that love, then they're left without any connection to spirituality. However, if a person at least has two of these loves, either Ahavas Hashem and Ahavas Yisrael, or Ahavas Yisrael and Ahavas Torah, or whichever the combination of whichever two, if one becomes detached from one of those loves, they have the other love to help them up. Says Shlomo HaMelech, though, "Mechut hameshulosh loy b'mheiru yonotek." If a person has all three of these loves, that is a type of connection that does not become severed. And a person doesn't need to be concerned at all that these loves, that the person will become detached from these loves. So if the person has all three, Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisrael, and Ahavas Torah, the person is firmly connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the point that there is no concern that that this connection will be severed. Now, the term Yesoid, which means foundation, is explained in the Sforam HaKadoshim as Hiskashrus, which is connection, to be bound. That's because the purpose of a foundation is that it connects whatever is going to be built to the ground. If something is built without a foundation, it's not connected, and it can easily fall apart. Yesoid, the foundation, causes something to be firmly connected. So Yesoid is Iskashrus. Yesoid is connection, is to be bound. And the way we are bound, the way we are Mikasha ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam, is through Ahava, is through love. whether it's through Ahavas Hashem, whether it's through Ahavas Yisrael, or through Ahavas Torah. These are three different ways to bind to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So each one on their own is a form of Yisoid. Each one of these Ahavas on their own is a form of Yisoid. It's a form of Hiskashrus. However, when a person is able to bring all three of these loves into himself, which Shlomo HaMelech says, Chut HaMeshulosh Loi B'Mehedo Yinotek, that if a person has all three of these loves, it is not easily severed. What happened is that the person made this connection, this Yisoid, eternal. Because Loi B'Mehedo Yinotek, it will not be severed. So it became Netzach Shebi Yisoid. When a person has all three Ahavas, it becomes Netzach Shebi Yisoid, the eternity within the foundation. And that is why day 39 is Netzach Shebi Yisoid, because 39 is the numerical value of three times Ahava. Ahava is Gematria 13. Three times Ahava is 39. So if a person has all three Ahavas, that brings about Netzach Shebi Yisoid, the eternity of the foundation, the eternity of the person's Hiskashrus, the person's connection. So, someone who does not have a Yisoid, someone who does not have a foundation, that would be called something that is Arai, something that is temporary. A building that is Arai, such as a sukkah, for example, a building which is temporary, does not have a foundation. It's only something that is Kiva, something that is permanent, that is nitzchi, is something that is eternal, that requires a foundation. So when a person finds that, despite the fact that they have, or that they assume that they have Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisrael, and Ahavas Torah, and nevertheless the person finds that they become disconnected. From time to time, they feel a disconnection from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. When that happens, it's a time for introspection. At that time, we need to do some soul searching to see which Ahavas we are lacking. Because if all three Ahavas would have been intact, then Shlomo HaMelech says, "Lo b'mehedo yinotek," then we would not feel this sense of disconnection. And when the Pasuk says, Im telchu imi keri, if you will walk with me temporarily, this means that the fact that we sometimes are disconnected doesn't bother us. And that we don't take the initiative to find where our love is lacking, which of these three areas is our love lacking, so we can reconnect and make our connection eternal, to make our connection nitzchis, netzach shebi yisoid. Now, the three powers that counter these three loves are the three capital bad midas, which Chazal say, Shleisha Devorim Metzinas Adam and Oidam. There are three things that take a person out of the world, and that is Hakina, Hataiva, VaHakovid, jealousy, desire, and seeking of honor. Each one of these three counters one of these loves. Kina, for example, jealousy, counters Ahavas Yisrael. It is jealousy that causes hatred instead of love. It's jealousy that causes animosity and strife. in the place of Ahavas Yisrael. Taiva, desire, which is a love for things that is inappropriate to love, comes from a lack of Ahavas Torah. And it is those desires that take our love away from Ahavas Torah. Chazal say, Barasi Yetzahara, I created a Yetzahara, which is a reference to the Yetzahara of desire. Barasi Torah Tavlin, I created the Torah as its remedy. So we are to channel our love to the Torah HaKadosha instead of to all the inappropriate desires that our Yetzahara would like us to desire. So Taiva counters Ahavas Torah. Kavod, which is seeking of honor, counters Ahavas Hashem. The person is too consumed with loving themselves to be able to be focusing outside of themselves and focusing and channeling their love to Hashem. So Hakina, Taiva, HaKovid are the three midas rois, the three bad midas that counter the three ahavas that are mandated to every Jew. Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisroel, and Ahavas Torah. So it is really to the extent that a person connects themselves to Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisroel, and Ahavas Torah, that the person will be able to extract themselves from the natural Yetzirah that we have to Kinah, Taiva, and Kavod. And the more we're connected to Kinah, Taiva, and Kavod, the more we are going to be lacking in our Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisroel, and Ahavas Torah. So perhaps this is why the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us that v'ha'aretz lesimcha letzmisus, you cannot sell land for eternity. Selling land for eternity would indicate that we are connected to the land internally, that we are connected to artzius, to earthliness, in a internal manner, to the point that we have the ability to sell it eternally. The Rabbeinu Shlom doesn't want us to be connected to Artzius eternally. He wants us to be connected to Him eternally. And one is dependent on the other. If we are connected to the land eternally, we cannot be connected to Hashem eternally. And if we're connected to Hashem eternally, then we're not connected to the land eternally. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Shlom says, I don't want you to be able to sell the land for eternity. And the pasuk concludes, Ki geirim v'teishavim atam imadi. We have a relationship, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, of strangers and inhabitants. Meaning, the more you're a stranger to earthliness, the more you're an inhabitant with me. Meaning, if there is a lack of connection to earthliness, then there will be a stronger connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There will be a yesoid, there will be a netzach shebi yesoid to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if we are strangers with the Ribbono Shel Olam, if it's chas v'shalom keri or arai, our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam is temporary, to the point that our love becomes severed from time to time or continuously, due to the fact that our three loves are not the way they should be, then that indicates that we're teshavim with artius. That when it comes to earthliness, that's where we find our permanence. And that is that's obviously not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. And this, I believe, is what Chazal say, Yisroel v'ayraisa v'kudsha v'richu chad, that Yisroel, the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Meaning that when is one fully connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam? When they have Ahavas Yisroel, Ahavas Torah, and Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is when the that's Netzach Shem Yisoid. That is when there is eternity to the foundation, in a manner that Loi Bimheira Yenotek, that it will not be severed easily. So, Netzach Shem Yisoid, day 39, three times Ahava, teaches us that what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us is to focus on seeing to it that these three loves, Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisrael, and Ahavas Torah, are brought out to their maximum, to the point that it should be Netzach Shem Yisoid, Loi Bimheira Yenotek, and that can only happen through our detaching ourselves from Kina, Taiva, and Kovet. Because the Kina, Taiva, and Kovet are the ones that counter Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisro, and Ahavas Torah. So they have to help them that through our resolution to bring out our Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisro, and Ahavas Torah to its maximum, we should be zeichet to Kabbalas HaTorah B'Shleimus, to the refining of Netzach Shem Yisoid, and to be us Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'Meirav Yameinu Amen. Share with you another word.